Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Tim Harrison. He is the head of wealth management at Linear Investments. Morning to you, young Tim.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with a number of slides. China reopens after week-long break. Is this basically a leader or a laggard, the Chinese market? Does it matter?
Well, I would suggest that the Chinese market, ever since August the 25th, about 2 years ago, when the markets crashed, on the back of economic data, growth forecasts, etc., they've kind of been left there at sort of an isolated entity in this global growth story. However, what we are starting to see or continuing to see is a lot more action from the Chinese into Europe, into the US. Obviously, the political rhetoric is what it is, but in terms of companies active, it looks as though China is really starting to gather pace. And one would suggest that with things having been a little bit more regimented and the infrastructure, if you like, of business starting to become a lot more acceptable to the Western world, it would appear, in my opinion, that China is another growth opportunity just waiting to happen. And my suggestion is, if you do see the US start to slow down, then China could be the one to watch.
The answer. Okay, with the second slide in this segment, FTSE at a two-month high as of Friday. Obviously, a currency play, the worst week this year, I think, for the Great British Pound. FTSE, above 7,500. Extraordinary.
Well, is it extraordinary?
You tell me.
My opinion is that there is a lot going on, and there is obviously a lot of companies are really starting to reap the benefits of the slight or the very aggressive cost cutting that you've seen a couple of years ago. And these companies now, a lot leaner, a lot meaner, are really starting to show their true colours. As I say, if you do see the US start to slow down, I think there's a number of darlings on the FTSE that that could really look quite attractive. And more importantly, you could see M&A pick up as a result.
Understood. Let's talk about FTSE 100. One to watch, Tesco's. What's caught your attention there?
Again, they had their numbers last week. Yep. And I revert back to what I just said in terms of companies cost-cutting, etc. Obviously, Drastic Dave Lewis has been at the helm for some time now, and he really is starting to, or has continued to, turn that ship around. Their figures last week were quite strong, one must suggest. They are still the largest retailer out there. They have a huge land bank. But with very strict cost management, this company, in my opinion, is set to continue to grow across the UK. More importantly, they reinstated the dividend, which is a hat tip, if you like, to their financial strength and growth prospects going forward.
Understood. Well, an AIM stock to watch, Blue Prism, what do they do?
So they're AI, artificial intelligence. Now, as you note across the press, increasingly there is an increasing land grab, if you like, for companies looking for the next big thing, the Internet of Things, as it were. Now, there is a lot of consolidation within the space, but in my opinion, with the driverless cars and everything being done remotely, these sorts of companies could be the main beneficiaries from it going forward. It's an increasingly competitive market, but there are a few really quite attractive companies out there.
Understood. In terms of currencies this morning, cable, Great British Pound against US dollar, 131.11, and the euro, Great British Pound, 89.44. So pretty horrific week for cable last week.
It was, and everyone would suggest that it's all on the back of Theresa May potentially losing face. Is she going to be ousted? Is there a bit of infighting within the Conservative Party? The fact of the matter is, we need a strong leader to guide us through the Brexit negotiations. Yep. and beyond. And whilst I can see that there is a number of dissenters towards the Conservative Party and May's leadership in particular, what we do need is to remain Great Britain, if you like, is to back our leader and stop the nitpicking and really go for it. Otherwise, the deal is going to be a duff one over the next couple of years.
Okay, broker upgrades, downgrades. We've got Dixon's Carphone, City, basically a buy at 230. What are your thoughts here? Obviously, a profits warning recently.
Exactly that. You know, you could see that people are starting to see, there is an opportunity, a diamond in the rough, if you like. I think it's quite a sensible position for Citigroup to take on the company. Furthermore, there is smatterings of chatter going around that they could be an M&A target. Whether or not that's the case, I don't know. But I think Dixon's Carphone, in terms of the electronics game, are pretty much there. And if you do see the green shoots continue to grow, they could be an interesting one to watch.
Understood. In terms of the core number today, you've chosen 188,000. What's that?
That's the amount of tax that Airbnb paid on revenues of 650 odd million. Now, again, it goes back to the old favourites, the Apples, the Amazons, etc., who are, use creative accounting, if you like. Totally legal, but that's the amount of tax they paid on some pretty impressive revenues, which I find quite impressive. Whoever their accountant is, I wouldn't mind his number.
Absolutely. And let's wrap up the segment of the economic calendar for today. Pretty dull. Market's quiet this morning.
Well, it's you're obviously coming off of the Canadian Thanksgiving weekend. What impact that has on the markets, who knows? But no, it's a quiet day in terms of economic data. The market seems relatively quiet as well over here. So just wait and see, and probably just trundle forward on the FTSE 100, I would guess.
Tim, thank you very much indeed.